She said, I could tell you rock, I could tell by your charm. Fars, girls, you got a flock. I could tell by your charm and your arm, but I'm looking for the one. Have you seen her? My psychic told me she have an ex like Serena, Trina, Gina, for Lopez, four kids. And I gotta take all they bad to show biz. Okay, get your kids, but then they got their friends. I pulled up in the Benz, they all got a pin. We all went to den, and then I had to pay. If you f***ing with this girl, then you better be paid. You know why? Take too much to touch her. From what I heard, she got a baby by Buster. My best friend said she used to f*** with Usher. I don't care what none of y'all say, I still love her. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. 18 years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know somebody paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday. Win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should've got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, we want prenup. We want prenup, yeah. It's something that you need to have. And when she leave, yo, she gon' leave with half. 18 years. And on her 18th birthday, found out it wasn't his. Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, Now I ain't saying she a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke, Get down, girl, gon' head, get down, Get down, girl, gon' head, get down. You got knees. You don't want a dude to smoke, but he can't buy. You go out to eat, he can't pay, y'all can't leave. His dishes in the back, you gotta roll up your sleeves. But while y'all washing, watch him. He gon' make it to a Benz out of that Datsun. He got that ambition, baby. Look at his eyes. This week he mopping floors, next week is the fries. So stick by his side. I know his dudes ballin', and yeah, that's nice. And they gon' keep calling and trying, but you stay right, girl. And when he get on, he leave your for a white girl. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead, get down. Get down, girl, go ahead. Let me hear that back.
Hello, HTC. Welcome. This is your host, Alona, and you're listening at thank you for tuning in at the Alona Show. You're listening at hawkradio.primastream.com, the official radio station for HTC. I don't know what's going on with me, like maybe because I haven't been talking for like 2 weeks. I haven't been talking to anybody. I have been, like I said last week, if you were listening to me, I was very miserable because of I have some tendonitis, so I wasn't able to do anything. I couldn't move. I was just in so much pain. And then on Friday, like I think after I did the radio show on Thursday last week, I had a fever, which was interesting because, you know, where did that fever come from? So, yes, yeah, so that's been my week. But hopefully, a lot of you, majority of you, have an amazing week. I've been just really focusing on healing myself, trying to get my strength back because I haven't been moving my arm for like almost 2 weeks now, and so it's been stiff, and it's so hard to like function when your other arm is not working. And it's just, it felt like when I injured my right arm all over again back in 2016, and it's not fun. So it made me realize how lucky we are to have two complete healthy and, you know, strong arms. Imagine how some people just manage, you know, how they're really strong for that. But anyways, like I said last week, I will be talking more about energy. And funny thing about, you know, thinking what I wanted to cover today is that I've been really trying to come up with what I want to talk about. I feel like yesterday when I was working on my segment, I was really overthinking everything. Like, I just wanted it to be perfect, because what I'm going to be talking about today is also going to be my project for another class. So I just wanted it to be perfect until I feel like I've been so overwhelmed for the past few days, not even few days, I think for the past 2 weeks that I've been in such a miserable state. I was just really all over the place energetically wise. You know, I was in so much pain and my brain is just nonstop thinking what is going on, because I really have no idea what's going on with me at that time. The pain just kind of pop up out of nowhere. And I went to the ER, I went to the urgent care. There's no fracture. And normally if my right arm is completely healthy, I would probably just assume it's I sprained it or it's tendonitis, which is it is. But I had a surgery done here, so you know, I was being paranoid, I was overthinking, maybe something went wrong with the metal rod inside, and you know, I got scared because what if, you know, it's something else and none of the doctors kind of could figure out what is going on, and my insurance is taking forever to authorize for me to see an orthopedic, so it's a hell of a mess. But I'm so glad that I'm all better now. I am slowly getting my strength back. I've been just really focusing on mobility so I can, you know, regain my muscle strength for my right arm. And I know I've been talking about meditation here a lot. I've been really trying to meditate for some reason. It's just, I feel like I've been inside the house for like 2 weeks, and I think I just need to get out, like just get outside. But then again, I can't, when I'm outside, like my arm gets so tired easily. But I know I'm just probably making excuses for me not to go outside, but it's really overwhelming, and it's very stressful, and I feel like because of the pain that I experienced over the last 2 weeks, I've been really scared to just make the wrong move. And then, like, maybe I might make the wrong move and then the pain might go back, you know, and I don't want that to happen because it's a pain that I've never experienced before. The pain is unexplainable. It's worse than when I got my arm broken. And I'm not even kidding. Maybe because when I broke my arm, maybe my brain kind of shut off the pain, I don't know, but I don't remember being in so much pain when I was when I had the broken arm. But for some reason, this one, the pain is unimaginable. I feel like it's the worst pain I've ever experienced. I would never ever forget about this experience because I would not be, like, it didn't give me the opportunity to like to go to sleep for two, like the longest sleep I've ever gotten last week was 2 hours. Every 2 hours I would wake up because of the pain. That's how insane it was. And every time I would get up, my arm would be just really in such a painful state. And it's a whole lot mess. And, you know, I think over time, it just kind of, you know, with rest and not using it as much, to kind of decrease the pain. I would say I'm not in pain anymore. It's just that my arm is so stiff and I cannot move it. So I just have to like really do stretching every morning and kind of like I've been using it to do my daily routine slowly, of course, and in a safety manner. And every day I can see it improving. So enough about me. Like I said, I'm going to be talking about energy today. So that's the story of my life for the past few weeks. And I haven't been able to go to work because of this thing. And I need money. I need to go to work. And so hopefully next week I'll be all better. I will be all much, you know, in a better situation. That way I can go back to my normal life. And I miss hitting the gym. You guys already know how much I like going to the gym. The gym is like my psych ward. It's what makes me kind of feel like I have my stuff together. And yeah, working out makes you feel good. So, makes me feel good. So, I miss it. I really miss it. And I feel like I lost so much muscle mass already because I haven't been eating a lot. And yeah, so that's just me complaining and ranting, venting out because I've been holding it in for 2 weeks. I don't want to complain, you know, about things that's happening in my life as much as I can hold it. But I guess sometimes it's healthy to just let it out and vent it out so you can breathe a little bit. But anyway, so we're gonna go on a music break. And then after that, we'll be talking about energy and how I used to see it back in the day and how I see it now. And then how it kind of helped me to become, how to control my triggers and my emotions. Okay, so for now, let's go on a music break.
And it's all because I'm working on my energy. I'm taking care of myself and me. Drinking coffee, take a sip, they say I'm sparkling. Manifest, I write it down, you know it's happening. Looking on my dream life. Yeah, my bank account be real fine. Got my skincare, yeah, I glow shine.
You can see me from the moon. From the moon, yeah.
How you been wasting your time? Yourself on this, get to grow up. And it's all because I'm working on my energy. Cleaning up, I'm taking care of myself and me. Drinking coffee, take a sip, they say I'm sparkling. Manifest, I write it down, you know it's happening. And I eat anything that I want. I got a belly, got a booty, got that dun-dun-dun. I'm on the grind, I level up, I do it just for fun. See you
watch and take a picture, then a lesson learned. Cause we don't deal with drama. Nah, nah, you wanna hit, you gon' get karma. Nah, nah, we living big, we gon' get nana. Nah, nah, you look at me, you like ooh la la. La la la.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tell me where's the truth, I see fake. Yeah, that won't shine through, cause I be doing me. You do you, baby, you should do you. Switch your point of view, watch the change. Girl, it starts with you. But I'm growing up, thanking God that I'm so blessed. Yeah, show me love. Say, girl, don't teach yourself unless get your glow up. And it's all because I'm working on my energy. Cleaning up, I'm taking care of all myself and me. Drinking coffee, take a sip, they say I'm sparkling. Manifest, I write it down, you know it's happening.
Okay, you are just listening at Energy by Tyla Jane, and you're listening at Hawk Radio, that primastream.com, the official radio station for HCC. Again, this is your host, Alona. Okay, so let's get into it. You guys already know how much I love talking about energy. I'm all about energy, meditation, and all those metaphysical things. And oh, by the way, before I talk about energy, Mercury in retrograde is it's the last day, but you guys are still gonna feel the effects of it. I think it's called post shadow, and I cannot wait for it to get done, because so many things happened during this retrograde, and it's in Aries season. It's just, it's crazy and chaotic. The energy's all over the place, and that is why I like talking about energy. And I feel like this is also the reason why I kind of, you know, astrology kind of fascinates me. It's because when people talk about, oh, astrology is BS, it's just for entertainment purposes, it's not real. But when you get to, like, when you actually take the time to dig deeper into it and understand, or like study the whole essence of astrology, it's just not your star sign. Like I've been saying it before, it's just not your star sign. They all make sense. When the planets are like being funny out in the outer space, you can feel like an energy shift, especially if you're an empath person, meaning you're sensitive to energy and stuff. You kind of, how to say this, you can kind of feel shifts in energy. Like when we entered the age of Aquarius, a lot of spiritual people said that they felt the shift, and I do too. Like I can feel like there is going to be a lot of changes when during this age of Aquarius. And if you haven't noticed already, there are so many celebrities getting exposed for the things that they've done in the past. People finally start waking up about how crooked the system is in general. And you know, and yes, just a lot of revelation going on. And it's only been April, it's only been 4 months, but it feels like we've been in 2024 for the longest time. And mind you, there are so many things that's going on already in the world right now. Like, if you guys remember when we entered the year of 2024, there was a disaster somewhere part of the world. I don't know if it was an earthquake, right? And then I've been seeing earthquakes from Taiwan, and New York just recently experienced the same thing. So a lot of things has been going on, and no matter how many times you guys want to dismiss that, maybe it's just a coincidence, it's okay. I mean, it's to each their own, I guess. It's really different for everyone. And for me, this is just how I see things. I cannot deny everything that I've experienced ever since I got introduced into this world. And it's I cannot blame you guys if you guys don't believe it, because it's not for everyone. Just like how every religion is just not for everyone. So it's the same thing for this kind of things. Anyways, okay, so let's talk about energy. When you guys hear that word, I wonder what comes into your mind first. Because I remember when I was younger, you know, energy was introduced to us by school, and by definition, energy is the ability to do work. Just like, you know, in your body, you need to fuel yourself with food in order for you to get energy so you can function for the day. Because when you're hungry, you don't have any energy to do anything, right? So same thing when I go to the gym, I need to eat, you know, put something in my mouth first, so that way I can have some energy to work out. So I would never imagine myself that I would see or like would view energy in a different perspective. Now I see it as life itself. Meaning to say, if you are into manifestations, I'm pretty sure a lot of you guys heard about manifestation so much so that it's trending in TikTok and in social media. It's the hype nowadays. Like they said, if you want to achieve something, you have to manifest it, and you can do all sorts of things. You can make vision boards, or like imagine yourself, you know, in that kind of lifestyle, whatever lifestyle you probably wish for yourself. But in order for you to, in my opinion, in order for you to manifest something, you have to be energetically vibrating into that level. Okay, so say for example, when you say for example what you want for your life or for yourself is, okay, let's say you want to manifest a house for yourself, okay? And physically it's not there yet, but you have to always embody the energy of the time of you acquiring that house. Am I making sense? So in a way, it's like being delusional, but always remember delulu is the sululu. Anyways, so basically you just have to kind of embody that energy. You know, imagine yourself, what are you going to do, or what kind of activities are you going to do once you have that house? Now, you cannot just keep imagining and not doing the work. you know. Of course, you have to do things such as save up money or focus on your, you know, focus on your job so you can save money and not just like spending so much money and, you know, you buy different kinds or you apply for different kinds of loans. You have to do the work also, but at the same time, you're kind of like in the same level of vibration when you finally achieve that dream, like that what you've been manifesting. Okay, so basically that's what it's like when you want to manifest in terms of if you really like what it's like to really manifest. You really have to think things on an energy level, and like I said before, if you've been listening here for the past few weeks that I started this internship, I said this over and over again, emotions are energy in motion. So whenever we have emotions or feelings, that is our energy, you know, being in motion. So, you know, when people said, oh, you cannot really control your feelings, you cannot control your emotions, you can't, of course, like, because that's emotion. You cannot really like stop, you know, if you're feeling sad or feeling angry, you cannot just, you know, snap out of it and you'll stop being angry. You just have to let it flow, you know, let it, you know, honor that emotion. Do not resist it, because when you're resisting it, you're blocking the energy. So what you have to do is just you just watch it. You just watch the emotion. You just let it, you know, pass you. That's it. Because it's just it's majority of the time, it's just teaching you more about yourself, about what you need to work on. And even though the emotion is your emotion is valid, your behavior is not. Whatever kind of behavior you want to act based on that emotion, if you're gonna cause pain to somebody or put someone through suffering because of your emotion, you know, it's not valid. Your behavior is not valid. So this is why people always advise, you know, people to not act based on their current emotions, because what's been done has been done and you cannot undo it. Okay. But so going back to what led me to understanding so much about energy and all this metaphysical, there are just so many things that I know, but for some reason I'm always having a hard time to explain it, because when I'm trying to explain it, it doesn't make sense, but it in my head it does. So I was listening to an audiobook. It's called, hold on, let me put it up. It's called The Kybalion, a study of the Hermetic philosophy of ancient Egypt and Greece. So this is like the introduction to seven Hermetic principles, and I was introduced to this by my professor, Professor Sims. So shout out to him, because I was the first. I haven't even finished it. I'm only in the introduction, and not even almost halfway finishing chapter one, and I'm already loving it. Love it. So there's something here in that audiobook. It says, all is mind, the universe is mental. And that kind of stuck with me, because if you think about it, everything, like our reality, how we perceive our reality is based on our mind, right? So if you guys remember before, I said your emotions are a reflection of your thoughts. And so whenever, however you see the world, or let's say it's not you, maybe a person, let's say a person who's just always angry and complaining all the time, do you guys just ever listen to one person and everything that comes out of their mouth is just all negative and just like exhausting? So like it's so exhausting to be around them. So it makes you wonder, what kind of perception do they have? What kind of reality do they have in their mind, that runs in their head, to be just walking around on earth like that? Let's say I'm gonna put myself an example. A few days ago, I got into an argument with my man because he thought I was giving him an attitude. It's the way I said it. It's the way I talk to him, or my body language, I guess. But mind you, I was in pain. You know, I was I was going through some stuff, but it's really nothing personal. It's not an attack on him. However, I was, maybe my tone was probably having an attitude, but I was not trying to be mean or rude. For me, I was just really, because he asked me if I wanted to eat and he's going to prepare my food and stuff. But I want to do it myself. But for some reason, he took it personally and he thought I was trying to be mean. I don't know. So we got into an argument only because there was a miscommunication. And for me, in my head, it's nothing against you. It's just I would do it myself because I want to spend some more time laying down. Because if he's going to prepare my food now, then I'm going to be forced to get up when I don't want to get up yet. But since maybe it sounded the wrong way, it came out the wrong way, he took it personally, he got mad at me, and so an argument. But he was, when I was asking him, you know, why did he take it so personally? But it's because of how he was taking it personally, like the way he was, the way he perceived what I was saying and stuff, or like my tone. But he was creating that scenario in his head. He was assuming I was being mean. He was assuming I didn't want him to help me. It was all created in his head. All is, you know, from the book. All is mental. So you create your own reality. He wanted to assume, or maybe he kind of created that scenario in his head that I'm trying to be mean or not or what, but I was not. Like, I know I was not. That's not my intention, because why would I be mean to someone who's trying to help me? That's just wrong. But for some reason, he took it personally. But at the end of the day, you know, we made up. He apologized. I apologized. And it's just all good. It was all good. So it's same thing with our personal, you know, in true to life, you know, true to life stuff. You know, when you interact with somebody, you don't, and then you kind of assume, oh, I don't like their energy. It's like, she's acting like she's all that, or, you know, you kind of make assumptions because of how somebody kind of act based on their body language. I'm not saying that these are all, you know, reading body language is not beneficial. Of course it is, but you cannot make an assumption just because you think that person is being rude, or, you know, that person is, you know how you make assumptions about somebody just because you think the vibe is off. But you don't have any confirmation. You didn't talk to this person, and, you know, you didn't ask this person any question like, why are you, what's going on? Like, maybe there is something going on in their personal lives, and you're taking it personally, but in reality, it has nothing to do with you. It's just that they got stuff going on. So same thing with me and my boyfriend. When we had an argument, I was just really going through so much. I was in pain. Maybe I was in pain. I was being miserable. So, like, I didn't really want to do so much, and I didn't want to get up, but he wanted to take it personally. But that's all in his head. So you create your own reality. Just like when, if you want to think that life is being against you, that everything in your life is just not working out, that's the kind of energy you're giving out. That's the kind of and so that's the kind of energy you're attracting to your life. And I can attest to this because I think I already mentioned before, when I was in a state of depression, you know, I was always angry. I keep playing all these scenarios in my head about people who did me wrong, people who betrayed me every single day. That is the kind of thoughts that plays in my head. And again, your thoughts are a reflection of your emotions, or your emotions are a reflection of your thoughts. Because any kind of thoughts you think, if you think about something, it always links into an emotion. Am I right? Like, if you think about your childhood, it links to a happy emotion. If you think about your manager, if your manager is, you know, not someone you like, it links to a frustration or aggravation or upset. If you think about your favorite food, you feel feel good, like you feel happy. Whatever kind of thoughts you have, it links to an emotion. So when someone is miserable, or, like, I would put myself here. When I was back in, like, maybe 3 years ago, before I started this journey, when I had so much hatred in my heart, I feel like that kind of, how to say, that kind of grew because every single day I was always repeating in my head that about what this person did to me in the past, you know, and I was always saying it's not fair, they should suffer, or, you know, I was focused on getting revenge, not like kind of crazy revenge, but like, you know, I wanted them to realize that they did me wrong. I wanted them to get their karma. I wanted them all these kind of things that I, you know, and because of that, you know, because of those thoughts that I keep running through my head, that's kind of reality. Because the thing about our brain is that our brain doesn't know the difference between imagination and reality. So whatever kind of whatever thoughts I have in my head, that's the kind of reality that my brain is going to think. So I technically, if I keep thinking about the people who betrayed me in the past, I am my body. My body is kind of, energetically speaking, is kind of still in the past, because the emotions that are firing and, you know, that are firing and rewiring in my head is in the past. Like, I was not able to focus on the present moment. Like, the present moment is basically being that it doesn't exist anymore. What happened in the past does not exist anymore. But for some reason, I think this is why I have no idea, or like I have no memory, not totally no memories, but like it's blurry. It's a blurry memory. What I have over the past few years, because I have been so much in my head, stuck in the past, and I feel like all I've been, you know, imagining or thinking about was just people who did me wrong. And yeah, so basically that was my reality. I was stuck in the past, and even though, you know, it doesn't exist anymore, my current physical situation thinks it's still happening, and that kind of, I think that's what led me into getting diagnosed as being depressed. And thankfully I was given the opportunity to study about energy, and, you know, I found out the book that I've been talking about here, the titled Supernatural by Dr. Joe Dispenza. And everything that I said earlier, he goes deeper into it on that book. And when he was explaining to me, whenever you think about something and, you know, it's triggering anxiety, it's triggering fear, it's triggering annoyance, it is because you're linking whatever you're thinking from the past, okay? And say, for example, if you're miserable at work, the moment you wake up, you think about the things that could go wrong at your job. And so you have this feelings or emotion that it's not gonna get better. So you go to work miserable and aggravated already, even though your day hasn't started yet. And if you want to change stuff, you know, he said on that book that if you want to really become in a better place, you know, you don't have to win, you know, win a lottery in order for you to be happy with life. You don't have to, you know, or like achieve a milestone in order for you. Because if you depend on these things, I can swear to you, you're never going to be happy with life. So he's teaching us, you know, from that book, he taught us in order for if you really want to change things in your life, if you really want to be happy, if you really or if you really want to manifest all these things in your life, you have to always step into the unknown. And what that means is that you don't associate or label stuff based on the past or not even the future. So, you know, when you are, how to say this? If you are going to perform in front of the audience, and normally people feel nervous and stuff because it's not normal for them to do it, and it's in the unknown, right? It's the unknown, you don't know what could go wrong. But for some reason, it's funny because when you are thinking about, oh, I gotta perform, and then automatically you think about the worst case scenarios. Why is it like our brain automatically thinks the worst case scenario that could happen during that performance? So why can't we think about how well it's gonna go, you know? And don't get me wrong, it I think for majority of us, that's what we automatically do, because our brain is wired to protect us, and it's protecting us from feeling embarrassment again or feeling ashamed, because maybe back in the day, you know, we felt embarrassed about something that we did, and so our brain kind of take a snapshot on that. Oh, that's embarrassing. I don't want you to experience that again. So whenever we do stuff that, you know, that we don't normally do, we kind of feel nervous because our brain wants us to, like, our brain creates this fear because it doesn't want us, it's taking us away from the danger, because our brain perceives it as danger, and it's protecting us from whatever could go wrong. And that is embarrassing yourself in front of these people. But again, it's all in your head. It's all in your head. It's instead of thinking about the things that makes us feel small, I would say, maybe feel small, or, you know, kind of hold us back from doing the things that we feel that whenever we take a leap or like make a big decision or like take that risk, we know we both don't know if that's the key or not. Like, we always think, maybe what if we fail, but what if we don't? But the only thing that's holding us back is our brain, is our mind, and all of these things, like the kind of whatever kind of reality you have, whatever kind of perspective you have about your life, about your reality, it's all in your head. So you have to teach yourself how to unlearn. I know this is sound kind of crazy, but we need to unlearn everything that we learned in life. Everything. And that is because you really, every day, you really have to always step into the unknown. Stop assuming everything that could, you know, stop predicting your life. That's what I'm trying to say. Just stop predicting your life. And I feel like once you start, you know, once you, because when you try to predict everything. Believe it or not, when you try to predict everything, such as, you know, when you go to work, you predict it, it's always a negative emotion. It's always frustration. It's always, you know, annoyance, because there are things that there are unpleasant things that happened at your job that you did not like, and so it's causing you to be annoyed. But it could turn out to be but you can also like change that and think as, okay, so today I'm grateful, and let's see what this day is gonna be like, you know, and we're gonna have a great day. And every time you say that, especially as soon as you wake up in the morning, your energy changes and it sets for the day. It could go wrong. I mean, some might come up, you know, some might come up because you never know. But then again, at least you're not in a state of energy where you're trying to, you know, you're trying to predict it as, how worse could it be, you know? And it's just, it's all about where you put your energy into. If you focus your energy, I mean, if you focus your attention into things that, you know, that is going wrong, then that's where you place your energy. But if you place your energy into more excitement and joy and, you know, and gratefulness, you kind of just see things differently. And I'm telling you this because that's what I've been doing since I've been introduced to this metaphysical stuff. And it really helps a lot. Being grateful goes a long way if you want to change the energy surrounding you, or like just your aura, I would say. But I think I would leave it for today. I wonder if this is going to be the last week of us doing the radio show, because I have a plan on what I want to do for next week. I wonder if we're going to... I don't know if this is the last week or next week. I'm probably just going to ask tomorrow, because if not, I would just say I'm just going to do it as my closing statement today. This was such a fun experience. Honestly, it's my first time doing this, and I know there are so many things that I need to improve on. Sometimes I remember on my first day being nervous, and you could hear my voice shaking. And I was even, I would even spend hours to write my segment and like script everything that I want to say here. It's all written out. But I feel like over the past few weeks, I kind of just stopped writing my script, because it feels more natural when I talk without script. It feels like I'm more doing conversation. Because when I have a script, okay, it sounded like I was reading. I was only reading, and it didn't felt genuine to me every time I would listen back to myself. But this was really fun experience, and this is definitely something that is so out of my comfort zone. And it really did give me a head start into probably doing podcasting. I do have a podcast project to do. So this helped me a lot to become more vocal and, you know, and how to say this, kind of work on my public speaking skills, I guess. And I don't know, I feel like I like hearing myself talk, I guess. But this was really fun, and I've come a long way. Even though it's not a perfect, you know, I've come a long way. I can see the improvements, and yeah, so this was fun. But hopefully, next week I have school, I have class, so I'm gonna be checking with them if this is gonna be the last week or we're still gonna come in next week. But that will be it for today. Thank you for tuning in to the Alona Show, and hopefully we'll see you next week or next time. Thank you. Bye bye.
But I'll drop you off and pay you no attention if I make it to Atlanta's Bronner Brothers convention. Then jump in the car and just ride for hours, making sure I don't miss the homecoming at Howard. Hawaii to D.C. is plenty women to see. So if your don't show up, it's more women for me. Hey. Oh, yeah.
The fancy cars, the women in the caviar. You know who we are, because we're pimping all over the world.
Day parade. Then at night I'm in New Orleans drinking hand grenades. Outnumbered by the dozens at the Jazz Fest and Mardi Gras. All the women trying to show me their chest. Hey, I'm in Jamaica spending massive bucks while the ladies are begging me to mosh it tough. I had sad beginnings when I rap with no fans. Now it's all happy endings on my lap in Japan. Hey, I used to think that it was way too cold till I went to Canada and saw some beautiful, beautiful. Now I hit the Caravana every year in Toronto, then fly to Illinois and get a taste of Chicago. Oh, yet and still, you wouldn't believe your eyes if you went to Brazil.
But we're the best.
Ain't man. No need in even asking, bruh. The best women all reside in Africa, and that's real. Oh, yeah.
The fancy cars, the women in the caviar. You know who we are, because we're pimping all over the world. The fancy cars, the women in the caviar. You know who we are.
You are listening to Hawk Radio, Hillsborough Community College.
Work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard.
Work, 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 work.
Diamonds all in my ring, player. Go watch, go chain, player. 100,000 champagne, player. Yeah, my money insane, player. Yeah, I'm making it rain, player. But I was just on a plane, player. Buying gear, flying here. It ain't what you heard, it's my time of year. If I'm in the club, I get 100 stacks. I'm always rolling up so I get love for that. I heard he stole my swag, but I don't want it back. I was on this, but now I'm on to that. You see it in my closet, for it's on the rack. Was out there in Hawaii, now I'm going back. I got so much money, I should start a bank. So much paper right in front of me, it's hard to think. Buy so many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But I'm still pulling up, and my family here, and they rolling up. So,
the bigger the bill, the harder you ball. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you ball. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money low. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is
hard, play hard, work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard, work hard, play hard, work,
work, work, work, work, work, work, work.
You're pretty and rip up in this car. Plus I'm out this world, girl, you know I'm a star. Used to buy rounds, but now we buy the bar. Last year they had to ask, now they know who we are. Boss tip, walk in the building, I own it. Can tell by who I'm on the phone with. Yeah, young and talk about grown biz. Many too busy to
jacket, my swag. Need to mess around, get your own fit. Get your own cars, get your own clothes, get your own smoke, get your own chick. You ain't rapping my game, get your own click.
The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money low. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money low. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is
go hard. Make sure you do whatever it is that you gotta do. That's your job. And they gon' hate, but that's no problem. Don't ever trust them, don't need nothing from them. Some dudes will talking, but the things they claim it don't mean nothing. It's straight from Cali, that's what's in my joint, that's what I'm puffing. OG, and been one since I was young enough to know that everybody was gonna know me. Most of them don't see.
The bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money low. The quicker you're here, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is
work, 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 work.
Prove.